As we saw in last Perek, we said there's a way for the kings to save themselves by ruling fairly and saving the downtrodden. And that becomes part of the message that we're about to read in this week's, in this parasha, in this Perek. Pasuk Aleph. Ko amar Adonai, red bet melech Yehuda, v'dibarta sham et hadavar hazeh. Go down from the Bet HaMikdash into the king's palaces and speak to them personally. Ve'amarta shema devar Adonai melech Yehuda yoshev kiseh David. Tell him, listen to the words of God, the king of Yehuda, that sits on the throne of David. Ata ve'avadecha, you and your servants, ve'amecha habbaim v'sha'arim ha'elle, and your nation that comes through these gates, and he's talking, of course, the gates of the palace. Pasuk Gimel. Ko amar Adonai, asu mishpat ustaka, v'hasilu gazul miyad ashuk. V'gir yatom v'almana al tonu, al tahmosu, v'dam naki al tishpichu b'makom hazeh. This is the word of Hashem. Asu mishpat ustaka. Seek justice and righteousness. Vatsilu gazul miyad ashok. And save the robbed from the hands of the oppressor. Vigir yatom v'almana al tonu. And do not taunt the gir, the yatom, and the almana. Al tahmosu. Do not cheat. V'dam naki al tishpichu b'makom hazeh, and do not spill innocent blood in this place. The idea, of course, is to take care of those who are unfortunate. Pasuk Dalid. Ki maso ta'asu et hadavar hazeh u'ba'u b'sharei ha'bayit hazeh. If you follow my advice, if you do this, then all those that come in the gates of this house, melachim yoshvim the David al kiso, will be what? Kings who sit for on the throne of David. Rochvim barechev, riding chariots, ubasusim, and on horses. Hu ba'avadav ve'amo, him, his servants, and his nation. Vim lo tishmo, if you don't listen, et advarim ha'elde, binishpat yidum Adonai, I swear, the word of God, ki lahorbaya bayit hazeh, this house will be destroyed. And as we said, here we're not talking about the Beit HaMikdash, we're talking about the king's house. It's important that the king understands that he is in equal danger as the people, and as the Beit HaMikdash. He will not survive. Pasuk Vav, ki ko amar Adonai al Beit Melech Yehuda, this is what Hashem said about Beit Melech Yehuda, Gilad atali rosh Lebanon, imlo ashitecha midbar, arim lo noshav. This is the word of Hashem on the house of the kings of Yehuda. Gilad atali. Gilad is the major city of the Eved Hayarden, across the Jordan. Even if you are great to me like Gilad, an important city, Rosh HaLevanon, or the great heights of Lebanon, it's the Imlo Ashtecha Midbar, and this Imlo is a language of like a swear. So even if you were that great, I would still transform you into a desert and to cities that nobody lives in. Pasuk Zayin. V'kiddashti alecha mashchitim ish v'chelav v'charitu mivhar al azecha v'hipilu al ha'ish. Right? And I will point destroyers upon you, a man and his utensils. V'charitu, and they will cut down mivhar al azecha, your greatest cedars, v'hipilu al ha'ish. And they will throw them into the fire. Mivhar arazecha is a metaphor for your best people, your true leaders, your best warriors, your greatest men will be cut down. Pasuk het. Averu goyim rabim ala ir hazot, v'amru ish el re'ehu, al me'asul v'lai kacha, le'ir ha'gidul hazot. Again, we have a repetition of the same idea we saw a few times, that many nations will pass on the city, and they'll say, why did God do such to this great city? The destruction will be so obvious that it wasn't natural, that it was an act of God, that all the goyim will realize it must have been that God did it, and they would just question why. Pasuk tet, ve'ameru ad asher azvu et b'nei Adonai Elohim v'ishtahavu l'elohim acharim v'yavdu. And they will answer, because they left the covenant of their God, and they bowed to other gods, and they worshipped them. Pasuk yod, el tivku lamet v'al nanu lulo. Do not cry for the dead, and do not shake your head for him. Bacho, bechu bacho l'holich. Cry for those who will walk, meaning who will go to Galut, who will wander. Ki lo yashuv od, he will not return. Ve'ra'at et malato, and he will not, likewise, he will not see his birthplace. Pasuk yud alef. Ki ko amar Adonai shalom ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehudah. This is the word of God to Shalom ben Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehudah. Hamolech tahat Yoshiyahu, that is crowned instead of Yoshiyahu Aviv, his father Yoshiyahu. Asher yaseh min hamakom hazeh lo yashuv shamo. He will leave this place and he will not return. Who is this Shalom ben Yoshiyahu? In terms of, we never see that Shalom is a king. So we have many different commentaries of who this could be talking about. But Rashi seems to indicate that it's referring actually to potentially to Tzidkiyahu, who he says, Shalom hu Tzidkiyahu, right? And quoting the Divrei HaYamim, where the fourth son is Shalom, so he says that the Shalom is referring to Tzidkiyahu, the fourth ruler. Because you have Yoahaz, Yoachim, Yoachim, and then Tzidkiyahu, so Shalom would be the fourth in Divrei HaYamim. Others have different understandings of who this might be. Ibn Ezra actually says it's Yoahaz, right? The one, because Yoahaz was the one who ruled immediately after Yoshiyahu. So since the Pasuk says, Tahad Yoshiyahu Aviv, so it sounds like that would be Yoahaz. The Radak takes a total different interesting interpretation, and he claims it's not actually a son at all of Yoshiyahu, it's a grandson, and we're talking about here of Yoyachin, and the impetus for that is because Yoyachin is the one that went to Galut alive. Yoahaz likewise did, but not to Bavel, and Tzidkiyahu, of course, was killed actually in Yerushalayim, or killed by Nebuchadnezzar, so therefore it's not a question of living in Galut. Pasuk Yud Bet. Ki bimkom asher higlu oto sham yamut, v'ta aretz hazot lo yireh od. The place that he was exiled to, that's where he will die, and in this and this land he will not see again. Pasuk Yud Gima. Oy bone beto belo sedek, baliotav belo mishpat, ve'eu yavot hinnam ufualo lo yitenlo. So, oy really means oy, meaning woe to the person that builds his house without righteousness, and his upper stories without judgment. He makes his friend work without pay, work for free, and he does not give the wages. He does not give the wages. The Mefarshim bring here an interesting metaphor, and they say, "What is bone beto belo tzedek and aliyotav belo mishpat?" And they say this could be compared to a person when he builds the building. He starts building a very nice first floor, and the law would be that until he finishes that, he doesn't have to pay the wages. And so he keeps the law, but it's still not righteousness, because he's forcing them to work a long time without pay. And when one does that, he eventually will come to even violate the law, because when he gets to Aliyotav, his second floor, it will be already below Mishpat, because he's now, he will take advantage to the point where he won't even pay the initial wages that he was obligated, because he got used to free labor. This really can be a metaphor for the slippery slope of one thinks initially that he operates within the exact letter of the law, but against the appropriate compassion and righteousness and doing just, and then eventually he'll come to violate the actual letter of the law when he takes that approach. Pasuk Yod Dalit. Ha'omer evneli bet midot ve'aliyot meruvahim ve'kara lo halonai ve'safun ba'erez u'mashowah ba'shashar. He describes now the process of the building of the house. And he says, I will build a house with great dimensions and spacious stories. And I will break open windows. And I will panel it, the house, with cedar. And I will paint it with beautiful colors. He talks about the building of this house that was built with corruption. Pasuk Tet Vav. Hatimloch ki ata v'tahare ba'ares. Is this the reason that you will reign, that you'll become king? Because you're flaunting your cedars? Avicha, your father is talking now about the righteous Yoshiyahu. Halo achal mishatav v'asa mishpat mustaka astoglo. He ate and drank, benefited from this world. Nevertheless, he did mishpat and staka, and it was good for him. So again, he's not talking about living a life of void of pleasures, an ascetic life. He's saying your father did eat and drink, but still he did justice. And Yoyakim, on the other hand, that Adak said, he fasted. And he did not because he did live an ascetic life, which didn't help him because he lived an unjust life. So it's not the asceticism or lack of it, it's rather the justice. It can also be interpreted, he also built a beautiful palace. A chol v'shato could be a metaphor for building a beautiful palace, but since he did justice, it was good. And you're trying to build the palace without doing justice. Pasuk tzayin. Dan din ani ve'evyon az tov. Judge the... Do justice to the poor and the destitute, and then it will be good. Halo hi hadat otinu adonai. That is what it means to know God, is to do justice for the poor and the oppressed. Pasuk yudzayin. Ki en enecha v'libicha ki im al b'seecha v'al dam hanaki lishpoch v'al oshet v'al meruze lasot. Says, your eyes and your heart are focusing on your money, your profit, and on the blood of the innocent to spill, and on the stolen money and the oppression that you practice. Pasuk Yudhayet. Lechein ko amar Adonai el Yoyakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda lo yispidu lo. God tells Yoyakim, son of Yoshiyahu, you will not be eulogized. Hoy ahi, hoy ahot. Well, my brother, right? Because I am his brother. Hoy ahot, I am his sister. Lo yispidu lo, hoy adon, v'hoy hoda. Right? My master, my majesty, he will not be eulogized. Fashi pointed out the hoy ahi and hoy ahot, meaning even the female relatives who are generally more given to eulogizing and crying out, won't cry out for you. you'll be totally disrespected. Now, the last Perakim from Yud Gimel, once we start talking about the lack of justice in building of the palace, no matter who we talk about Shalom, this seems to all be directed at Yehoyakim from Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Tet, Kevurat Hamor Yikaver Sahov V'Hashlich Mehala L'Sha'arei Yerushalayim. He will be buried the burial of a donkey, dragged and thrown beyond the gates of Jerusalem. There are different interpretations of and different records of how Yehoyakim actually died. And Achim doesn't make any reference to a violent death, unlike the Divrei Hayamim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin actually talks about his body, specifically his head, not being able to be buried, and eventually was destroyed, and the rest of his body would be fed to dogs. That's Kiburat Hamor Yikaved, I mean, like a dead carcass. Pasuk Kaf. Ali HaLevanon Utz'aki Babashan Tenikolech V'tza'aki Me'avarim Ki Nishperu Kol Me'avarich. So the Nevi calls out and he says, go up to Lebanon and cry out. And go to Bashan and raise your voice. They're being told to raise your voice from high places so those friends that you relied on could hear you. Right? Meaning even if you go up there with Tzaki, right? You'd scream out. Right? Scream out from all sides. Tzaki me'avarim. But it's not going to help. All your allies, those who you relied on, were destroyed. So even though you call out to them from heights, it's not going to help because they're no longer able to come to your salvation. Pasuk Aleph. Dibarti elayich b'shel votayich. Amart lo eshma. Zedarkech mine'orech. Ki lo shamat b'kodi. I spoke to you at the time of your tranquility, but you said, I won't listen. This was your way from your youth. You did not listen to my voice. That Radak claims that you didn't listen in the time of tranquility when all of this destruction could have been avoided. Once the time of tranquility is gone, it's no longer even, you're no longer able to listen, and it won't be able to push off the destruction that has already come. Pasuk Kafbet. Kol ro'ayich tir'e ruach, u'me'havayich bashivi yelechu, ki az tevoshi benichlamt mikol ra'atech. All of your shepherds, your leaders, tir'e ruach, right? They're blasted away by the wind. U'mehavayich, your allies, b'shivi yelechu, they'll be taken captive. Ki az tevoshi v'nichlant, then you will be embarrassed because of all your evil. Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Yoshavt b'Levanon mekonant ba'arazim. Ma nehant bebolach havalim hail kayuleda. You have sat in and lived in Lebanon. You made nests in the cedars. Ma nehant bebolach. But really, what did all of this do for you when it came upon you, havalim, the pain, like that of a woman in delivery? And again, we saw this a few times that we're using Hel Kayuleda, the pangs of birth, not the pangs of death, even though we're talking about destruction, because again, out of the ashes will come birth. Pasuk Kaf Dalet. Hai Anin Umadonai, Kim Ye Konyahu Ben Yoyakim El Yehuda, Hotam Al Yad Yimini, Kim Misham Etichincha. So now we shift to another king, which is Konyahu, which is Yoyachin, who was the one who went into Galut after 3 months of his rule. And Yirmiyah now addresses him, and he says that even if Konyahu will be a signet ring, a ring that's used to stamp, one that's always fashioned onto the hand, right? I will still, even if he would be something that I will still pull it off. Meaning, Yoyachin is highly confident that he'll remain king, like the ring that's always on the hand of the master, but the Nevi is telling him that Hashem will remove him. Pasuk Kaf Hei. Untaticha biyad mevakshei nefshecha, ubiyad asheret yitayagod mipeneihem, ubiyad Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel, ubiyad hakasdim. And I will give you to those who seek your soul, harm you, and in the hands of those that you fear, in the hands of Nebuchadrezzar melech Babel, and the Kasdim. And so he's going to be handed over to his enemies. Pasuk Kaf Vav. Vehetalti otecha v'etimecha asher yeladatcha al haaretz aheret asher lo yuladtim sham v'sham yamutu. I will cast you and your mother who gave birth to you into a foreign land where you weren't born, and that's where you will die. Va'al haaretz asher him minas'im et nafsham lashuv sham shama lo yashuv. And to the land their soul desires to return there, they will not return. And some commenters explain Shashid him in Asimit Nafshab was talking about the Nabi Eshekir that are promising you that you will return. I'm telling you that that will not happen. Pasuk Kafhet Ha'etsev Nivze. Right now, Yoyachin is now being compared to a Eretzev Nivzeh. Eretzev is a statue, a despised and shattered statue. Eretzev Nivzeh Nafotz, despised and shattered statue. Ha'ish hazeh Konyahu, this man, Yoyachin. Im kli en hefetz bo, it's an unwanted vessel. Is this what he is? This is a question. Madua hotluhu v'zaro. Why was he thrown, him and his descendants, to a land that he does not know? Eretz, Eretz, Aretz, Shim'i Devar Hashem. Call land, 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 hear the word of Hashem to extend the point. Ko Amar Adonai, Kidvu itaish haze ariri. God says, write this man as a person who will be childless. Gevet lo yitzlach biyamav, a person who will never succeed in his days. Ki lo yitzlach mizaro, no one from his descendants will succeed in being a person, ish yosheva kisei David, that will sit on the throne of David, umoshel od biyudah, or rule over Yehuda. Ariri here means, according to the Radak, that he will have no more children, and any existing children that he would have would die. The problem with this interpretation is that we do see that he did have descendants who actually were responsible part of Shivat Zion, right? And who did lead the nation back, and they were from the descendants of Yoyachin. The commentaries answer that seeming contradiction to say that he did Teshuvah.